There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
Well, there is a video doing the rounds today that I don't know if you did miss it or not. You do have to see this video. I saw it last night. Head across to the Facebook page. Take a little look. Am I straight up calling this woman the most irresponsible mother on the planet? And is it all right to do that, Mark Lloyd?
Definitely not. Definitely not. And you're spot on with your thoughts there.
Really? You would call her the same thing?
Definitely. Crazy.
Okay. Dangerous. I personally think she should be prosecuted for putting her children in the danger that she did. When you see this video, you know, when you're a little kid and you trust the grown-ups who are around you to keep you safe?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
If they said to do something, you do it, wouldn't you? It's the old thing of climb right up to that climbing frame and jump into my arms. They have no fear.
Right.
Because they trust the adults around them to keep them safe.
But I think this child is even younger than that. You know, I mean,
I thought about six.
Oh, did you? Did yeah. I was thinking more like a year.
No. When you see him standing up at the end of the video, he looks maybe belt height, maybe a little bit lower than
that. All right.
Let's paint a radio picture for you of what happened in this video. So, French family in question, they're on holiday in the Dutch city of Tilburg, it's called, and they've decided to visit a safari park. It's a kind of safari park that you drive through in your own car.
Right.
I've been to a few of these.
Yeah.
And I am major paranoid. I lock all the doors, make sure the windows are up.
I don't blame you because I've seen photographs of lions maybe putting their paws through the windows and standing on the roof and all that. You know, I mean, I still wouldn't feel that secure even if all my doors were locked.
Yeah, I just cannot imagine doing. I don't even like to stop. Like, I like to just keep the car
rolling all the time. Yeah.
But when these guys get to the cheetah section of the park, they amazingly decide that it's a good idea to get out of their car to take photos and film. Now, this little boy who's with the group, who I reckon is about six, Mark reckons he's one. Have a look at the video and let us know what you think. They're all out of the car. They're about 150 metres from the car. They're not just poking their head out to take a photograph. They're right out of the car. And that's when the cheetahs spot them and give chase.
Yeah, and they're a long way from the car. I don't know. You know, the cheetahs start running, heading toward them, but then they seem to kind of stop.
Well, the mum is a bit of a boss when the cats get close, and she kind of waves them down, then keeps walking. She doesn't run, which was a sensible thing to do, I imagine, turning
you
back.
The one sensible thing she did the whole day.
The one sensible thing. And they do manage to make it back to their car. But unbelievably, they then get out again to take more photos and video. I mean, that was a close call that they had there.
Yeah.
And it's like they didn't even realise these animals were dangerous. It's bizarre. We know this because the person in the car behind them is filming the entire thing. Which is crazy, isn't it?
It's absolutely shocking. Once again, go to our Facebook page and check out this video. We went round the office and asked, what should happen in a situation like this to the actual parents?
It is irresponsible, but at the same time, if there was good reason to exit the vehicle, for example, I've got kids, and driving the Abu Dhabi Dubai Highway, there's numerous amounts of times where I've had to pull over because my child's needed to use the bathroom. And when you got to go, you got to go. But at the same time, if it's risking your child's life here with cheetahs, then yeah. But again, I still think it's a tough one. Actually, trying to come up with if you're talking about reprimanding the family.
I think so, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they've got to look after their children. They have a responsibility to do so, and they're putting their children in harm's way. There's no doubt about it. It's quite ridiculous behaviour. I'm absolutely astounded how somebody could do that and could be so arrogant as to think that they can get out in a safari park where there are cheetahs, there are big cats, you know, who are very much capable of killing an adult, let alone a child. So I think there's absolutely action to be taken.
I think the family should be fined because it's just ridiculous. They got out of the car twice. I've seen the video. First time it was to move a car seat or something, and the second time just to take pictures. And I think it's ridiculous because if anything had gone wrong, if someone had been injured or if the child had been attacked at the end of the day, the animals would have been shot, because that's what typically happens when human beings encroach on animal territory and they get attacked. So, yes, I think the family should definitely be tracked down and fined.
Yeah, I think Serena was being way too lenient there. Like, sometimes you just got to get out of the car. Not in a safari park when there's cheetahs around you to take photos.
Definitely not. But anyway, you know, different points of view. But here's what the park representative had to say.
They stepped out of the vehicles in the cheetah area. So there were multiple cheetahs there. But the family thought it was a good idea to take photographs and make films. The whole route, it's forbidden to get out of your car. Especially with the cheetahs, who are predators. They usually hunt for a smaller game, but for a little child, it could be dangerous as well. Yeah, so stay in the car. They were very, very lucky as they get out of the car for the second time. Also, the animals and the cheetahs, in this case, are sensing something's wrong, and they, having a look. So, they were very lucky.
What you can hear in the background there is the reactions of the people who were in the car behind filming this.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they were horrified.
Yeah, horrified, absolutely.
And also, what a horrible thing to have to see unfold in front of you when you haven't done anything stupid.
Yeah, and you can't help in any way. I mean, there's no way you're going to get out of your car.
I just think it was just such a stupid thing to do. I can't believe they did it twice.
No.
It's unbelievable. Have you seen the video? If you haven't seen the video, head across to the Dubai Eye Facebook page right now and watch it. It's a family being chased by cheetahs in a safari park after they've gotten out of their car to take photographs and to film. It's unreal. It's one of the craziest things you'll see today, I guarantee it.
Yeah, we've got more travel stories for you coming up, including a story that definitely proves that the world of fitness has gone absolutely mad. The next big idea to get you off the couch and out running is out there. We'll tell you what it is next, and you can tell us if you get off the couch to do it.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
Mark Lloyd, do you know what is France's second most visited tourist attraction?
The Arc de Triomphe.
No.
I would have thought that would be number two behind the Eiffel Tower.
No. I've seen the Arc de Triomphe. I've never visited it. Something else that people really like to go to.
You can walk underneath it, can't you?
You can.
Yeah.
Eiffel Tower is at number one, if that helps.
Yeah, I would have guessed that. So I'm wrong with Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah.
I'll go then for Notre Dame Cathedral.
No, it is not the Notre Dame Cathedral.
What?
That would have been a really good guess as well.
Yeah.
It's a castle, actually. It's called Carcassonne Castle, and it draws more than 4 million visitors every single year. Medieval, fortified town, really. It's a citadel. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site as well. They made it that in 1997. But it looks like a city within walled borders.
Yeah.
On top of a massive hill. Beautiful. All stone. Or should we say it was beautiful?
Yeah, apparently not everyone thinks that it's beautiful at the top at the moment.
They don't. We still think you're beautiful, don't we?
We do, but in a very brave move by French authorities, an artist has been allowed to glue metal highlighter yellow circles across the building. Now, these are absolutely ginormous. They're huge.
I showed you before in the office. You didn't like it, did you?
It's
really
awful. It's ruined the castle.
I quite like it. But the people of the town, Carcassonne, they weren't consulted about this. 2,000 of them have signed a petition to have the circles removed.
I would have thought it'd be more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that bad? Is that offensive?
Oh, it looks awful. But the artist is called Variana, and he says the circles perfectly match the city's stonework and dismiss locals' concerns, saying the reaction shows that they're deeply attached to their heritage. Of course they are.
But if they're removable, is it such a big deal? I mean, it's art.
Why do you want to have big yellow circles to look at? On a castle.
I think it's really striking. Like, it's different.
Will you do it on yours?
No.
Exactly.
Yes, but on the plus side, it has made it easier for the 4 million tourists to spot from a distance, hasn't it? Were you looking for that hill?
Oh, yeah, you can't miss it, that's for sure. You really can't miss it. It looks like, you know, something out of a supermarket.
It does, you're right.
Now, this next story made us actually laugh out loud and then had to reread it and Google it to see it from a few different sources just to make sure that it wasn't a joke.
You're running up that road, you're running up that hill, you're running up that building.
Are you much of a runner?
I'm more of a walker, really, a fast walker. Running, yeah, a little bit. I'll get into a bit of a jog when I go for my morning walk. But
do
I'm,
you really?
I'm not a marathon type guy, no.
But you do break into a bit of a jog?
Yeah, yeah.
On your 10-minute walk?
Yeah, well, I've increased it now because you shouted at me. I'm doing more like 20 minutes now.
Oh,
yeah.
And how much of that is running then?
Oh, probably only about 5 minutes running. The rest is walking.
Okay. What is it that stops you going for a like half an hour run, do you think?
A half hour run? What is it that stops me?
What is holding you back from that?
I don't know. Maybe the desire to do it isn't there. Why? Should I be going doing it?
Yeah, of course. It's meant to be really good for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
I mean, I used to enjoy going for a run when I'd built up enough stamina to be able to do it, but I'm convinced I was born with baby lungs that will not grow.
I'd rather go for a ride on a bike.
Oh, it depends if you're riding into the wind or not. I'm very fussy about conditions when I exercise. But apparently the thing that's stopping us going for a run is good TV. You know when the show's on that you really want to watch? You're like, I just can't get out there. I'm going to stay in tonight and I'm going to watch Game of Thrones or...
Okay, so the television is stopping us getting off the sofa and going for that all-important run.
It is. And there's one gym in the UK that got their best minds together in a room and they came up with a way, they think, to solve this problem. Now, let's imagine you're in that room, Mark Lloyd, at the table, in the meeting. Let's brainstorm.
All right, personal trainers for David Lloyd clubs.
No, you have to brainstorm. You're not allowed to look at that yet.
I have to brainstorm.
What would you do? What's going to get people out there
What's
running?
What's going to get people in the gym?
Who love their TV shows and they just think, I haven't got time to get out there. I would do it.
Okay, you put your TV shows on in the gym. The favourite TV shows. It's pretty obvious, isn't it?
But fresh air. How are we going to get them out there? Give them fresh air.
Give them fresh air.
Yeah, how are we going to give them fresh air whilst they're in a gym? We want to get them out of the gym.
All right. So what? Okay, portable TVs on portable televisions on the scooter in front of them that they can watch.
You, sir, have got a job at David Lloyd's.
Have I?
No. But David Lloyd clubs are now going to wear screens, the personal trainers, on their backs so that customers can run behind their personal trainer and watch TV.
All right. What about the sound? How's that going to work?
I haven't even thought about
that. Earbuds in there or
I hadn't even thought about it. What about the sound?
Yeah,
that's a great question.
We're not going to hear much, are we? Unless they're running with great speakers on the backs as well.
Nobody in the meeting has brought that up.
No. What about the speakers?
People are going to be able to choose a show from Netflix, BBC iPlayer, Amazon Prime. And the trainer will map out an off-road route because obviously you can't be running across roads when you're watching telly.
No.
Like through a park maybe. And they'll make the run the length of the episode that you're going to watch.
Okay. So if it's a 45-minute episode, that's what we're going to run.
I think the world's gone mad.
Yeah. So we start off a personal trainer in front of us with a screen straps on his back and possibly two great speakers as well so we can hear it.
Maybe you have to carry your own speakers. Maybe that's the workout.
The world has gone mad.
It has, absolutely. Let us know your thoughts on that if you've got any. Also, we touched on this very briefly yesterday, but we didn't really have time to get into it. The top 10 places to visit this summer. And that button doesn't work either. Oh.
Right then, the top 10 countdown music there. This has been put together by the lovely people at Condé Nast. Love to hear from you if you've anything to add on these destinations. Have you been yet?
Affordable01 is how you get a hold of us on the ticket. Detroit is the first one. There's been a few key hotel openings you see in the last year. First came Trump Bowl and Porter. It's a boutique hotel with 144 minimal rooms. Now, 144 rooms, to me, is massive hotel.
Yeah, that ain't boutique to me.
Nah.
You know, you should be talking 10 or 12 rooms.
They've also got a bike rental program to the waterfront, which means you can easily cycle to the Motown Museum.
Oh, yes, right. I'm loving it now.
And Detroit's phenomenal Institute of Arts, which is 2 miles away, so you can get around the city on the bike. That's cool.
That's awesome.
But the Foundation Hotel is the one that we really like the look of. It took over an old firehouse in downtown. It's got a bar that goes heavy on bricks, raw wood. It's also got, though, a Michelin star chef who does a tasting menu at his own table that has the top foodies in Chicago flying in and taking note of this place. Like, it's really standing
out. This is the place to go.
So staying at the Foundation Hotel, which is the one that we really like, will set you back 804 dirhams. And I don't know if you remember this, but there was a foodie pop-up a while ago. It was, this must be, 4 or 5 years ago now.
Okay.
And they did it on top of the H Hotel in the car park outside. They had speakers out there with music and they were cooking on the roof. It was really cool. And that was a Detroit eatery, and it was called Guns and Butter, and it was really good. And the guy, Greg, who ran that, was telling us all about Detroit and the food scene and how brilliant it was and how you got to visit. So, yeah, good one. Detroit this year for summer.
Yeah, I'd love that to get to the Motown Museum. I've got two T-shirts already, but never been to actually see it. Now, another entry on the top 10 list of where to head this summer from Condé Nast Traveller is Denali National Park, which you'll find in Alaska. It's thought that fewer than 100 people in history have ever tread the lands that now make up parts of Alaska's Denali National Park, due to their near impossible to track terrain, though the team behind 5-month-old Sheldon Chalet, which is one of Alaska's only true luxury level lodges, may triple that shortly. Sheldon Chalet sits 6,000 feet up in a natural amphitheatre, just 10 miles from Denali, North America's highest peak, and it sleeps 10 people. Now we're talking boutique here.
Very intimate, isn't it? And yeah. You know how some people send their kids to certain schools because they want the kids to mingle with the right kind of people?
Okay, but the classic kind of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like good networkers for the future. If you go there, kids, yeah. You might meet the future boss of Apple or a future prime minister. I think this is the holiday alternative. You go there and you're mingling with, you know.
Yeah. Hobnobbing
with people who've got a lot of brass.
A bit of aristocracy.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's going to be pricey. You might wince after a Sheldon Chalet Google, I think.
Yeah. Check out the website today and see if you can afford it, I suppose.
5 nights, 6 days, all-inclusive itinerary. I was looking at this. Guess how much it is. I mean, it sounds absolutely amazing. You've got 2 nights in a historic village, which is not at the lodge, but then they work out the perfect weather for you to get to the lodge within that time, and then you spend 3 nights at the lodge.
Okay.
There's skiing. There's helicopter trips that you can go on from there. It sounds incredible.
Yeah.
But it's 36,500 dirhams per person.
Whoa.
Which is a lot of money.
For 3 days.
But just imagine those people that you'll be mingling with, eh? Yeah,
future prime ministers.
It could all be worth it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.